My buddy, he always refers to me as the Grim Reaper of Death. We leveled everything from buildings to cars. Tanks aren't pretty. They're not meant to do pretty things. When a tank rolls into the battlefield, we are there to destroy things. That's our job. We were clearing Karma. I have no idea where we were at in Karma, to be honest with you. And these two little kids started poking their head up over the wall at me. They waved at me and I waved back. And then they came up with a whiteboard, like a marker whiteboard. First they wrote a couple things in Arabic, and then they started writing in English. And it was stupid stuff like hello, and they misspelled hello. I think the funny one that I still laugh about is, do you like Michael Jackson? They asked me if we had any food. And so I grabbed these two shitty MREs that we weren't going to eat, and I hopped off the tank and ran to the door of this building. This woman opens the door, and I see the two kids, and I hand them these MREs. When I ran back to my tank, the two children, their parents had been killed by insurgents in Baghdad, and the woman that opened the door was their aunt. That small gift of kindness, just handing them two MREs and talking to them, they became informants. And so, yeah, I don't know how many lives were saved from just handing them two MREs. I mean, I could open that door and there could have been a suicide bomber or someone holding a rifle there. I'm not going to shoot on women and children. You can take 5 seconds to identify if that person has a rifle, if they're a woman or a child. It saves lives, innocent lives. Yes, there are situations, even in my military history, I shot at women and children. I'm sorry. It happens. It's a war zone. How do you explain 2 years of your life that you really, that no one can really relate to? Like, we train people in society through societal norms to not kill people, to not hurt people, to be kind to each other. And then we take 1% of our population and we train them to hurt people very badly, to kill people. And you expect these people to come back home and just literally flip a light switch and be okay? No, it doesn't happen like that. And you sit there in a room with the counselors and, well, how does that make you feel? What did you feel? A recoil of my rifle. What do you think?